טוב. Ja, der Mitzvah ist noch jetzt an der Kasche Atem. Bitte mal durch die Mäule. Wir werden einen Zucker von Alena Malka. Ja, und Kasche, because the Zucker is above 20. Und sie ist im Chinoch. Whatever, so must be that the Zucker wasn't above 20. Because she's going to be able to do Mitzvah Chinoch. And the Zucker, that's the Fossil. Yeah, the Rosh brings down that when you do Chinoch, it has to be there. You give a kid a pair of tzitzis. The Mechanic, your four-year-old, it's it. And the tzitzis is a Fossil. You don't have time anything. That's not the Chinoch. Chinoch has to do with kosher. Dalit meaning, you have to buy Dalit meaning for a child who's reached the age of kosher. Ah, he doesn't know that this has got a little black spot that makes it possible on the shenet. It has to be kosher. Therefore, Yarav Elashav, Elashav is saying, you bring your kid to Megillah and he's not going to sit for the whole Megillah because the mitzvah is the whole Megillah. If he's missing one word, he wasn't the time to Megillah. So if he can't sit for the whole Megillah, Ulomakayim mitzvah shenet. You bring him there just because you want to make a noise and disturb other people because that's not also the mitzvah, I don't know. Some people think it's a big mitzvah to bring your kids to shul so they can disturb other people. So then, but it's got nothing to do with mitzvah chinuch. Reb Chaim holds no. Whatever, okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, Reb Elashav. Yom Kippur, you don't mechanach the child to fast the whole day because that's a mishnah for Reshim. You can discuss that thing. Anyway, let's get back to our subject. We mentioned yesterday the big difference between Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. They represent two the kufas in world history. And we also saw Nifla Dika Midrash. Mi yochol agid midrash kaze. If it wasn't the midrash, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. Let's just see the words inside again. Dvarim shonen ligle la moishe nigle Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro. Things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get. Rabbi Akiva and his chaveiro had megala to them. Doesn't mean they were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw things that Moshe couldn't get because in the world of tzadik v'toivlo, you just don't get certain things. In the world of tzadik v'ralo, you can understand things that even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't revealed to. Niflin. Okay, the bottom of Kufayin Aleph. Let's go forward. This is a very important yesodia. Remember we did the Gemara, the whole dialogue there between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, please, can I look at Rabbi Akiva? Hashem said, Shem, chozol achorecho. Go back. So we asked, well, what do we have to go back for? Because, you know, you're giving him a vision of the future. So what is it to go back for? And he had to go sit in the back of the class. It was right in the back of the class where they put all the ADD kids, you know? Eight rows back. Yeah, okay, why row eight? I don't know.
We sat in the front, everybody would have to stand eight up.
The Hainu Shema Bedrega Habayira Shatanim Sabo, the Bechinus Aspekalia Meira, the He Bechinus Tayesha Big Sab, Shudova Shema Goloili Indian Kol, Ein Musa Shotzarik Veralo. In Moshe Rabbeinu's state of Aspekalia Meira, his Torah B'Ksav, which is a Dvar Hashem and a Gilu of everything. You see everything clearly. So there's no concept of Tzadik V'Ralu. There's no such thing. Tzadik V'Ralu, B'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. B'china Abo Mitzad Mekablei HaTorah. That starts on the Tzad of the Mekablei HaTorah. V'ele Mayosofes V'ha'iturim She'itru B'nei Chavivi Es Torosi. What is Tzadik V'Ralo? What is Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh is the adornments that my beloved children add and crown the Torah with. Chumash is Hashem talking to us. Gemara is us talking to Hashem. It's the development of the human aspect of the Torah. Those are sophists don't come from the actual letter. The actual letter is Torah Shebal Peh. These things that Rabbi Akiva is adding, that Akash Boch is adding for Rabbi Akiva to Darshan, aren't actually part of the letter. Elam Isam Tagim Katorim. Those little crowns and the adornments. Shakarash Boch, Yeshiv, Koyshel, Yisiv, Shalatayra. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what to do with those. There's the Gufa Torah and there's Torah. What are all these other things? They're called Kites, the Kites. Elam Akash Boch, Adam Echad. Yeish v'akiva ben Yosef shmo, she also did rosh al kol koitz v'koitz tili tilim shalalochot. Rabbi Kiva, who are Rav Shel Torah Golos. Rabbi Kiva is the rabbi of Torah Sagolos. Shel Torah Sayyasurim. Ukabalosam Ba'ava. Eilon, a kishutim shel Torah. You know what the kishutim of the Torah is? It's a Kabbalah Yasurim Ba'ava that Rabbi Akiva knows how to live with. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to live like that because he doesn't have that problem. Well, Paim Shneish Torah, Neglisi Aleim, Benisim Gluim, Uba'ava Golos. The 2,000 years of Torah was open revelations, Nisim, sea splitting, Makkos, moon standing, sun standing still, water coming out of rocks. It's all one big nice revealed. Al Yaday Kach Tizgadol V'Tizkadesh Shmi B'Kirbom. Shem's name was pronounced all over the world. Neitzah Kiddush Shemayim B'Gilui. A revealed Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, you look at Shiras Hayam, how the whole world was trembling and petrified when the Meraglim came to Rochav HaZoinah. She said, "We've heard a great job. We know what's going on. We're trembling. You've won because we're too scared to even fight you." The major Kiddush Hashem. We can't wait. But by Mishnah is Mashiach, and Megalim is Ahavam Alai. It changes now. Now it's not coming from Hashem to us revealed. Excuse me. It's coming from us to Hashem. Al yaday kach shekol ma she'anu meiv aleihem hem mekablim b'simcha. Whatever I throw at them, Hashem says, they mekabel b'simcha. Hem megalim es oisa'a v'nisteres hanimtzas b'soichoicha magula. V'hem mekadshim es shmi b'seisa. They mekadosh my name in a hidden way. He thought I wouldn't respond in the middle of Shia. So he sent it to me, Dafki, in the middle of Shia. And I responded after Shia, would be too late. Okay. So that's the change. There's the 2,000 years of Hashem being Megale, his Ava to us, and overwhelming us with Nisim, Giluim, and then there's 2,000 years of Mashiach, where it's all hidden. And we don't get it. But we makabel the Yisurim, the Ava, the Simcha, and we give the love back to Hashem. That's the color showing her commitment to the relationship. Added the Kufa Zachuban, Variga Sasora Saruge Malchus, Lo Irimitsia Shetzadikim, Bedagosam Shelasora Saruge Malchus, Noli Tzalem Benes. Pre the Churban, in the world of, let's call the world of Nevuah, it wasn't Shaykh that people on the level of the Sara Haruge Malchus wouldn't be saved with a nice. The Romans think they can kill those people. Rabbi Chaninya and Rabbi Shmuel, you think you have power over them? Gutzman once heard that there were some people, whatever, Shach. The one guy threatened of Shach. Gutzman said, "Is he mad? You think you could hurt of Shach? No one in this door has the power to hurt of Shach." Gutzman said that. So you think that the Sarai Ruga Malchus, they couldn't have been saved with a knife? One shame Hashem and the Romans would have melted. Avram Avinu nitzel mekiv shanaish, Moshe Rabbeinu nitzel mecherev paroi, Daniel nitzel megoy varayas, Chaninya mishol vazara nitzel mekiv shanaish. The Tanakh is full of open miracles. Suddenly, in blonds the Romans and they wipe out the Surah Malkus and they start, what's going on here? The Kol Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshadet Es Marochas Atev Metziloim. Something changed here, as we're going to discuss now. Rav Shimon bar Yochai had to hide away from the Romans for 13 years, 12 years. Reb Shimon? Well, the Romans could hurt them. Seems it. Yes, that was the new Hanhaga in the world. Post the end of the 2,000 years of Torah. The different Hanhaga in the world. We'll see, it's a higher level. It sounds much lower. We've spoken about it, and we'll see again. It's a much higher level. Yeah.
Just dates. 2,000 years of Torah was from when?
From Avram Avinu until the Churban. Don't ask me exactly. If you look at Rabbi Tetz's latest book on ancient Israel Gedolim, he has a whole time chart. The back of the book, with a whole chart. Times, I think, fits in very well. Not that new, but it's his latest one. I haven't seen the new one since then. It doesn't mean anything. It could be the new one. Anyway. And then from the Churban until Mashiach is another 2,000 years. We went from Nevuah, from open Nisim, from Gilui, to darkness, to hiddenness. Now it looks like a Yerida, but it's not. It's actually an Aliyah, as we mentioned, in the terms of the two levels of Betochen. The Chayimus Alavavas is level of Betochen, you get whatever you want. That's the Nisim. You win the Nisim, you have Nisim. But Shen Ken afterwards, it's Rashi's level of Betochen, which is a much higher level. You don't get what you want what you get. You're happy with whatever you get because you know it's coming from Hashem. Kabul b'tmimus. That's another aspect, that's something else. But in this aspect, it's a darga up. Yeah, for sure, this is something. For sure. When you go into this hidden place, the bechinas chede yichudim akorish baruchu, and you go into the chede yichudim Hashem, megalim ki oisa anoichi shel anoichi lokecha shel tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim. That anoichi, anoichi. That Hashem says, anoichi Hashem lokecha shel tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim. That Hashem, that anoichi that took us out of Mitzrayim. Hu gama anoichi shel vanoichi hasa as the pneme. The same Anoichi that says, I'll hide my face from them. The same Anoichi. The same Hashem that took us out of Mitzrayim, took us out of Yerushalayim. Same Anoichi. G'day lahazbi yesod ze. So first of all, this is a yesod. We have to explain it. Hashem b'mat shitchi hinira temur. Everybody here should be amazed. If you're not amazed, you have to go back and understand it properly. Because he's telling you, if you don't think about it properly, you'll be very wondrous. You'll be very surprised. How can the seisaponu be an aliyah bedarga? We're trying to get close to Hashem. We're trying to see Hashem. We're trying to be megale and be with Hashem. So the more hidden he is, the higher the level. It doesn't make sense. Let's bring a moshel. Moyedika Moshe. Simple Moshe, but if you think about it, you see. Normal depth. Abu Bnoi, Mesachakim, Bemachboim. You ever played hide and seek with your kid? Ha'av mitchabe, val yelde legloise. You hide away, but he's going to find you. Kashayelet katan, ha'av mitchabe, mitachas al shulchan, umechura delet. When you're playing hide and seek with a 3-year-old, you hide under the table or behind the door. You don't get too sophisticated. Because you want the kid to find you. The goal is not for him to run around for 3 days trying to find you. You can't find you. The goal is for him to look and find you according to his level. As the child's gadel, he gets bigger. As a kid, you've got to find more sophisticated places where to hide. More difficult places to feel the level of the kid, otherwise it's boring. You're playing hide and seek with a 12-year-old and you're just hiding behind the door. He's not going to play with you for too long. When the child does eventually find dad, everyone gets very excited, very happy. He's very excited. He has a son who's so clever that he can find his father in places that no one would ever think to look there. Now the kid's got older. tell you, Dav, kilo yoyri lo shum tachumim. Now there's nowhere to hide. The house is, we've used up all the places. Now what's he going to do? Ulam Ramot says, uchafetz lishtashem. No, they still want to play together. Well, what's he going to do? They've used up the house, the barn, the garden. There's just nowhere more to hide. Bazoyle b'day terayon. He comes up with an idea. Umashlichet b'noy al ayor. He gets his servants to take the kid and to throw him into the middle of a forest. Haben roe mi pachad b'yar ha-choshuch. Imagine he's out there in the Amazon somewhere. He's terrified. Knees knocking. Einu rov, einu shomei ma'umu milvad mi'yimu shal chayos. He doesn't see nothing. He doesn't hear. He just, all he has is the roaring of the lions. But he can't see them. There's all these, like, he's, you know. The betaro aria mitkarevala. Suddenly he sees this big lion coming towards him. Berega rishonam abedesh tasaneso. You can imagine, yeah? You ever been in a situation like this? You're out in the bush somewhere, whatever, and then this lion starts having a go at you.
Elephant.
This is a maisim kol yom, yeah? And that's when you lock the door. You're in the car. That's when you lock the door. Yeah. The truth is, they're more scared of you than you are. If you maintain your humanness, lions might be slightly different, but any other animals in the wild, if you maintain your humanness,
yeah,
and you don't run, scream, and go nuts, and you don't show them fear, and you speak in a very calm voice, I'll go away. Elephants for sure. I've seen that happen. That I've seen. I was from Ni to Avi, from a wild elephant in the Kruger Park. And you just speak, or you clap your hands, and they look at you and they go away. When you lose your human, you start behaving like a... That's a famous story with what's his name? Yeah? There's a famous mice, but what's his name? The guy that led the Entebbe raid. What was his name? The general, the head of, he was the head of the army for a while. Just a fellow. He led the raid to Entebbe, whatever. He was out fishing somewhere in Nova Scotia or whatever, and a big bear came upon him. And they told him, just stand your ground and say, hey, fish, hey bear, I'm fishing. This is my spot. The bear looked at him and went away. The guy that he went with explained to him, when you start behaving like an animal, then you're an animal. Then it's Goy explains this to you. When you maintain your humanness, you're the pinnacle of creation. Animals want to. But anyway, this kid didn't know this. This kid didn't know this. So he starts shaking from terror because this lion's coming to him. Achmiyad humitashev v'choshev. He stops and he thinks. He's a clever kid, remember? And he asks, "Mi shlichot tel ayor? Who threw me into the forest in the first place? Abba Sheli, Abba Ahuv, my loving father. Ein zois ele sha'aria ze, einu ele abba, shemitchapes la'aria. My father would throw me into a forest with his lions to danger my life. This lion that's coming towards him is my father, dressed up like a lion. Azu gnigesh la'aria bebetcha, masim elponavis ha'masecha v'koyra abba yadati shezeh. If I'm in a forest and my father threw me into the forest, what, he threw me there to get me killed? My loving father. There's a lion running around here. But that's a marshal. If you think that's the nimshal, then that's the marshal. How happy is the father when he sees what a clever kid he's got? Who is kilavin ki ma ava ishlichot to yor, ein zois ele shum amshich lesacheki mo b'machboyim. This is just a hemshich of our hide and seek game. The shapam who mitchabim, but Musarius, where's my father hiding now? He's hiding in a lion suit. So now you know what you can dress up on for Purim. Dress up as a lion. Amazing. That's why it's an aliyah bedarga, because the more we grow, the more Klal Yisrael was born at Pesach. The more we grow, the more we develop, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, the more experience, the more track record we have with him, the further he can push us. When you first enter into the gym, you pick up the pole without any weights on it. As you start progressing, you say, wow, it's getting much heavier. I must be going down a level. No, because you've gone up a level, you can now push heavier weights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra kel mistater. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Kel Mistater. from Lashon Hester. He's a hidden god. The truth is, if you know to look, it's not hidden. It's very revealed. But you have to look. The world is Hela. World, the word Olam means to hide. It hides Hashem. Hashem hides himself in the world. And it's our job to reveal him. That's Shara Bechina. That's the whole of the second Shara of Chayvus HaLevavos. Shara Bechina is how teaches you how to find Hashem in the hiddenness. Megaleta Hester. Exactly. Exactly. There's no Hashem's name in the Megillah. Kashe Am Yisrael hayetzia liyomim b'shanim kodmoniyos. When Klal Yisrael are very young, in the early days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyistes atzmoy klal v'klal. He didn't hide himself anywhere. In the Ananei Kovet, there was anything hidden? What was hidden? Shrein tinu katan yefshel asachik b'chmu v'oi. The little baby, you can't play hide and seek. B'yisim yomim, he's gonna HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chloiz v'tifatoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely revealed. That's why you have to be careful what you eat on Pesach, because when you're dealing with a baby, you can't just give him anything. You have to sterilize the bottle, and you have to make sure there's a... On Pesach, we're very careful what we eat. So we sterilize our kitchens. You know, when you have a new baby, born baby in the house, you give him whatever you want. Pesach's when Kanzler was born. The latest Kanzler. Okay. Pinkers used to always say that. So it's okay, what do you eat? Because you're feeding a baby. By the time you get to Purim, which is right at the end, you're a big boy, you can eat and drink whatever you want. That's why it's the Hester. It's the most Hester, the most hidden moment of the year. You're right at the end of the year, you're right at the bottom. That's where the Ikka Gilui is. The greatest Gilui is on Purim, more than on Yom Kippur. Okay. La'acha mikain. Nechnas ha'am le'eretz Yisrael. God leinu ma'at. We've gone a little bit bigger. We're a bit older now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitchil nishtashay imanu. V'mitchabe mimei ha'shoiftim. V'anachnu gilo oto. So during the times of the shoiftim, he hid himself. He revealed him. Shuv v'mitchabe v'shuv gilanu oto. If you go through the Tanakh, you see that's the game being played. It's not a game, but now Moshel, that's the game. Hashem's hiding himself more. We magale. He hides magale. We grew a bit older. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself big time by the Chuban Bais Rishon. Achshuv gilinu oto. Hidbargonu oid Yosef. We got more older, more mature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitchabe b'toich ha'ari atzmai. We hitchabe b'chodesh av shemazol ha'ari. Hashem hid himself in the lion himself. Who destroyed the Bais HaMikdash? How do you know? Bring me a proof. I thought it was a Nebuchadnezzar.
Sorry, but
we destroyed it. You know what the Gemara says? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Me Meshalem al Abira." Who has to pay for the Chulban? Look at the destructive. Who has to pay? Hashem says, "I have to pay."
Hashem,
I have to pay because I destroyed it. You think Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash? You think Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash? You think the Nazis killed 9-6 million Jews? Ata lobe b'makom bichlal. Ata chutz milup. An Israeli reporter once said. Ata chutz milup. How do you say loop in English? You're out of the loop. You're missing the plot completely. The Kodesh Baruch Hu. He hides himself in different costumes. In Av, HaKodesh Baruch Hu hid himself in a lion, because Av is Mazel of Aryeh. And it's also called Chodesh Av, the father. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, kicked out Israel, went into Golus, and the darkness continues. As we get deep and deep into the Golus, and we are very deep in the Golus, very deep. He gets more and more hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchabe b'makom shani kimat lo ma'alim al datenu sha'ava mitchabe b'er. You can't begin to imagine that Abba's hiding there. לא יכול להיות. החבילים בשמיים מתנהג ומשתשה עם בונו, שתמיד מצליח למלגות אותו בכל מוקום ובכל מצב. השם gets very excited when we're always able to reveal him wherever the situation is. Yeah, that's in the Moshe, it's a Shashua. In the Moshe, it's a Shashua. It's no Shashua.
What is it?
Hashem wants to get you to Olam Haba. We'll see that the mitzvahs partially get you to Olam Haba. The Yisurim is the Ikakim of Olam Haba. We'll see, we're going to see it coming up. Why that is and how that is, I'm not sure medium with it. Chofetz Chaim said that Olam Haba without Yisurim is like being a chasana with a bad drink for Ra. It's a chasana, but it's a bit like drinking flat Coke. It's Coke, aval Hashem wants to give you the best. We'll see. We're going to discuss it. Till the end of the Sefer, you have to hold tight. In Achinami. In the Moshel, it's a game, but it's not a game, no. It's a love relationship between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that why it's designed this way. That's the question. Why does that become to Yisurim? Why Dafki Yisurim? There's other ways. I don't know. We don't know those why. But we'll see. But you're right. In the Moshel, it's a Shashur. In the Nimshel, it's a little bit of my interview. Hesta is another word for opportunity for you to go to Olam Haba. Without the Hesta, you would never be able to prove yourself.